might be running into an issue. It's not your fault, it's mine, actually. The powder on my wings is, coming off quite severely due to this time of year. I need extra protection from exposure, so the dust is to compensate in case I lose a lot. The problem is, sir, it's been getting all over you. I thought it would be sweet and cute if I spent some time dusting you down. I am unsure what you think of this idea, though. It is a simple way for me to show my appreciation towards you. No ulterior motives or anything. I just simply brush you down. I have some makeup brushes that I don't have a use for, due to their size or the brush type. Of course, there are different types. Us girls have different needs. I'm sure you knew that already, sir. Why don't you lie back and I'll maneuver you around? You don't have to do a thing. Not when I'm in control. It sounds like something you want to do with me, right? I really appreciate the time we can spend together. Just you and me. No distractions. It helps me feel closer to you. That our bond is more solidified over time. I want to have an effect on you, on your life. I don't want to say change you or anything, but I know a great man when I see one. You just have a few hiccups, that's all. No shame in that. We all have our problems. Do you know what mine are? If I tell you, maybe that will put your mind at rest while I do this. I like mothering people, praising them. I'm sure you've noticed when I leave a passing comment. Nothing fills me with more joy than seeing you blush or lose your composure. Do you see how it's my downfall? It's so cruel of me to put you on the spot like that, isn't it? You could always tell me to knock it off, you know. I am always willing to listen. You just never gave me the indication that you'd like me to stop it. That's what I like about you. Even though you're so inexperienced in all of this, you're willing to listen to me and try new things. That's a good trait to have, you know. That's what I see in you among other things. I wish you wouldn't doubt yourself so much, dear. I know how nervous you were to accept being responsible for me and my care. I think you soon realized that I can also return the favor. I suppose they led you on to believe us monster girls simply can't function in the human realm. Quite misleading, but you still took on the challenge with me. Did you not? When you're determined, you simply don't back down from a good challenge. You've done well to adapt to me. I know you've been staying up late researching about us moth girls. There's not too much about it. Just simply, our wings produce a natural powder. Or, well, I'll let you in on a little secret, hun. Powder is actually very tiny scales from modified hairs that we have. Isn't that fascinating? I'm more interested in you, though. I love when you talk about yourself or your day. You seem to get flustered so easily. But that's not what I'm meaning to do. It is adorable, however. Have you experienced much female attention before I came around? I could take a guess, but I don't want to be disrespectful. I've met a few desperate people in my life. Just don't let it consume your every thought or moment, because that's when things become uneasy and show. Do you think a girl seeks a man who simply says yes to her all the time and is insecure? I think not. No. For my personal taste, I want someone to call my own. One that I can tease and toy with. Of course, he would happily be with me, and it would be natural in the relationship. I think it's adopt a dommy-mommy relationship, which is quite accurate in my case. I want to baby someone, take away all their stress and burdens. They'd never have to worry again, being around me. I'd reassure them. Make sure they got personal attention daily. Nothing fills me with more glee than to have someone lying on my chest and receiving my tender, loving care. You've been enjoying it, I know. What about this brushing session? It's entertaining, isn't it? It feels soothing. That's how I could make you feel all the time, you know. I'm sure you can put the pieces together, but I'm not expecting an answer. You just think about it in that head of yours. I trust my baby will make the right choice. You are my good boy, after all.